We are on Daf Nunvav Amud Beis. We have a few Taisvus to learn. The Gemara asked the Kasha we had had Miskaven Lahitzi Mois Mais Sheini Lechulin Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid Yachzeru Domim Limkaimo. So we hear that the Oifen HaKnas is that Chazal will mevatel the Mekach and the Moiche gives back the money and the Lekech gives back the Behemoth. It also hear the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what does this mean. Miskaven Lahitzi Mois Maiser Sheini Lechulin. Rashi learns Pshat that the Lekeach intends to eat it, to eat the Behema Chutzal of Yerushalayim. And Tosfos learns Pshat that the Lekeach made an agreement with the Moicha that the Kedusha's Maisa Sheini, the Kedusha of the Mois Maisa Sheini, should not be Nischalal on the Behema. Therefore, the Behema should remain Chulin and the Mois should remain have a Kedushas Maisa Sheini, and that Chazal concept Yachzor Domim Lumkaim. And that the Gemara had asked, why don't we say Yachzor Domim Lumkaim on by Ein Leikchen Behemet Mei Avodim Bekarkois? There we don't say Yachzor Domim Lumkaim on. There we say that Vimlokach Yoichol Kenegdo, that the Lekeach is Mechalo, the Mois that he had given to the Meichab, and we're not Mavatol the Mekach. So the Gemara asks, what is the reason of these Shinui Halochis? By Niskavon Lahitzi Mois Maisa Sheini Lechulin, it's Yechol Kenegdo. By, if it was Lokach Behemet Meye, and if it was Lahitzi Mois Maisa Sheini Lechulin, it's Yachzor Domim Lumkaimo. And if it's Lokach Behemet Meye, so then it's Yechol Kenegdo. So the Gemara had asked, let us say also, I lokach beimet meime yachzor domov lukaimam ki hosam. So the Gemara answered, Omar Shmuel kshaborach. We are speaking about, theoretically we would do this, but we're speaking about kshaborach that the moichel ends away with the money. So therefore, the only yetzah is yechel kenegdo, the time of the borach. So the Gemara said, so it comes out, the only reason we say Yechol Kenegdom is because Borach. Holoi Borach Kansina Lomoicha. But if it wouldn't be Borach, so we would say Yachzor Domim Lekeima. V'niknesei Lelekeach. Let's cancel the Lekeach that it should be Yechol Kenegdom. Afilu by Loi Borach. So the Gemara said, Lavach Bereganev Elo Churegan. That the Iker Avle is by the Moicha. That is why Lechatchila we cancel the Moicha, unless we can cancel the Moicha by Borach, then we cancel the Lekeach. So the Gemara did not like this, that the Iker Avle is by the Moicha because Chure Ganev. Because the Gemara says, V'le'ach bere Chure my Kovit. So the Gemara ends up with a Nu Teretzko, Mestavu Kalechadike Isure Osam Kansino. Wherever there is Maiso Shaini, which we want to be Nischalo, so that's, that Rishus we Kansen. So therefore, when he purchased a Behemet Meyeh, so the Mois Meister Shane is by the Moicha, therefore we say, Yavru Dom of Lum Kaimam if it is like Borach. What does he say, Swiss? Kshe Borach, Perish, Ahi, the Ain Loikha Navadim is speaking about that the Moicha was Borach. Holoi Borach, but if it wouldn't be Borach, can see no Lum Moicha, Kamoi Ahi de Lael, by Miskavin Lohitzi Mois Maiso Shani Lechulan, that we can send the Moicha, the Oma Yachzru Domim Lemkaima. Shehu Knosa Lemoicha, this is a Knas for the Moicha, Sheroitze Limker Behemtoi Chutz Lirushalayim, the Knasu Kshetachzaloi. He said, the Moicha wanted to make a sale, so Memele, by being Mevatel the Mekach, this is a Knas to the Moich. So the Gemara asked, V'niknesei Lilekeach. By Loi Borach, when he purchased a Behemoth Tmeye, why do you say, we'll say, Yachzul Dom of Lum Kaimon, V'niknesei Lilekeach, Perish, Sheyechol Kenegde Birushalayim Veloyis Batel. So the Gemara is asking Akasha that in the case of Loi Borach, why are you canceling the Moicha and being Mevatel the Mekach? Let us cancel the Lekeach Veloyis Batel. And the Mekach shouldn't be Bata, the Mekach should be Kayim. The Moicha should keep the money. And the Lekeach will be Yechol Kenegdam Yerushalayim. So Taisva says, Ula Perish Rabbeinu Meyu Parich Shapa. Now we had learned, Taisva Sandaf Nun Vova Medalev had brought a machloikis between the Rivo and the Rabbeinu Meyu. How does this Yechol Kenegdam work? The Rabbeinu Meyu learned Pshat, that in reality the money belongs to the Moicha, and the Lekeach is Mechalol, the Mois of the Moicha, Mitzad Aloch of Zochon Lodom Shalei Befanov, just like if the Moicha would have made him a Shliach to be Mechalol, the Mois for him, it would help. So Aloch of Zochon Lodom Shalei Befanov, it also helps. That is how Taisviz learns Pshat in the Gemara, according to the Rabbeinu Meir. The Rivo had asked the Kasha, how could the Lekeach be Mechalel the Mois of the Moicher, it's Einei Bershusoi. So Taisva says that Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha is we should cancel the Lekeach, but in reality, the Yechol Kenegdom does not in any way help the Moicha. The Mois still have Kedushas Maisa Shani. That is how the Rivo learns. And we had mentioned that the Chazenish in Bava Kame is Mevaya, that the Machlokes, the Rivo and the Rabbeinu Meir is, in the case of Borach, where we Mevatel the Mecca, or is Borach a miyuchadiki case that we're not mevatel the Mekach, and that is the machlokes, the Rivo and the Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir held that by Borach we were not mevatel the Mekach. We can't say mevatel the Mekach, the Moich isn't around, so what are you accomplishing by being mevatel the Mekach? So we weren't mevatel the Mekach, so it comes out the Moich belongs to the Moich. So the Lekeach can be Mechalo, the Mois, and Nimtsois, Bershus, HaMoicha, and that's the Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir says that the Lekeach is Bekeach to do this, Al Taloch, Av Zochen, Lodom, Shalei, Befon. The Rivo held that the Protistike Maise of Borach does not change the Haloche Meiker Adin. So you said we're mevatel the Mekach. So theoretically, the money belongs to the Lekeach. the meicha bechlal is not bekoyach to be mechalal the mois, because it's gezel in Yishayishua baila. The only one who could be mechalal the mois, since we're mevatel the mekech is the lekech, but the lekech also can be mechalal the mois, because it's eidim b'shusay. Therefore, the Riva held that this whole pilpul of that the Gemara is asking that the lekech yoichol kenagdon will not accomplish anything legabi the mois. The only pshat is that we are concerning the lekech. This is how the Riva learns pshat. So now let us see this taisvis, and we're going to come to difficulties. V'niknesei lelekeach. Perish, sheyoichol kenegdoi b'Yerushalayim. The Gemara is asking now, let us cancel the lekeach. And by mochar behemet meya, by loy borach, it should be yoichol kenegdoi, v'loy yisbatel. So the Gemara is asking now, that b'chlau there shouldn't be a din of bittul hamekach. There should only be a din of yoichol kenegdo. Ula peirish rabbeinu meyu parich shaper. He's the most asking, should we only be a din of yoichol kenegdo? So according to rabbeinu meyu parich shaper, shahamoish shebiyat hamoicha yoitzin lechulin ayidei halikeyach. So the Gemara is asking good kasha. So why are we saying that the Moicha should lose the deal and give back the money? Let us not be mevatel the Mekach, and the Lekeach will be mechalo the Mois hanimtzois b'shus ha-Moicha. Avol ha-Perish Ribo kasha. My porich, what is Shant the Gemara's kasha? Liknesei lelekeach. Adarabe, if we cancel the lekeach, so we're accomplishing nothing. The lekeach has to be mafrish money, and he takes it to Yerushalayim, but he wasn't in reality mechalul, the mois hanimtzois b'shus meicha. The meicha also has to go to Yerushalayim. So what kind of kasha is this? Is Adarabe. Mutav liknes ha-moicha, it's preferable that we should cancel the moicha, leitzi yisem b'yodoi, mi liknes ha-lekech v'yisharisa b'yad ha-moicha, kloim ha-moish lo'y nischalalu, v'shem ha-yoich l'amchut shilu shalayim, dikosova nischalalu. He's under the impression that nischalalu. So, faker, by giving back the money, so we accomplish something, that al-koponim, the moicha will not be nichshol with these mois. By the moicha keeping the money, we didn't accomplish anything. So we have mois or mois sheni b'shus ha-moicha, which is very dangerous. He might come to the chutzul shalayim according to his assumption that it was nischalu. And all we did, we canceled the lekech. So what pshat the gemara's kasha? So lechere from this taisves is a shrek leche kash and the chazaynish. Why is taisvis happening with the riva? With the, according to the chazaynish, the riva only said his tiktoire by borach, and the chazaynish is the riva held, even though it was borach, they were also mevatel the mecca. So there, the riva said, if they were mevatel the mecca, so the chilul of the lekech is worthless, because it's ani b'shusoy. There's no din of zochin la'odom, because since they were mevatel the mekach, so the moicha also cannot be mechalal the mois. So mamela, there the riva said that the chilul will not accomplish anything. Masha ein kein, in our gemara now, that our gemara is asking akasha, our gemara is asking akasha that b'chlal we shouldn't make bitl ha-mekach. We should only make that the lekeach should be mechal. He says beferish v'loy yisbatel. There shouldn't be a bitl ha-mekach. So if there's no bitl ha-mekach, so the money belongs to the meicha. So then lecheiret shalom al Yisrael. The riva is also made to the rabbeinu meyer. that will say Zochen L'Odom. So what is Pshat in Taisvis? So it seemed from this Taisvis, I saw in Mishnah Salevi that in one place he wants to be mitzadet like this, that there is another reason why the Riva is chaylik and the Rabbeinu Meir. The Riva held that the concept of Zochin la'adam shalei b'fanov does not apply by chiluk. The din of Zochin la'adam shalei b'fanov only applies, I want to be zeiche, something new for the Reuven wants to be zeiche, something for Shimon. I pick up a metzia, so I'm zeiche this for Shimon, so this is in Zochin la'adam shalei b'fanov. But over here, perhaps this is called Zochin Me'odam. That means, not Le'odam, Me'odam. I'm taking away from the money you possess, the Kedusha has on it. I'll take it away. I'll be Mechalel it on my money. And that's a schus for you. But the Zochin is Me'odam. Like there's a whole Shaila in Trumas Hadeshin. If a shivcha is permitted to take the mimafresh challah, shivcha is making an isa for the balabos. A shivcha means a maid. She's making an isa for the balabos. Is she permitted to be mafresh challah and give it to the kohen? So mitzad echad, it's a very good thing. Now you're allowed to eat the isa. Without afrosh, you can't eat the isa. Mitzad acher, this whole hafrosha is taking away. You're taking away challah from the owner without reshus, but it's a good thing. You take away the challah and then you'll be able to eat it. So the etzim concept of schiye is it's a schus for him to take away. Is there such a concept? So there's a machloikis in this. If there is such a concept of zochin mei odom, it's a schus, but the schus is to take away. So he wants to say that could be there's another machloikis between the Riva and the Rabbeinu Meir. The Rabbeinu Meir had no problems if the money belongs to the Meicher, that the Lekech should be Mechal of the money. He'll take his own money, and I'll be, take off the Gdusha from your money. I'll put it on my money. He didn't tell me, he didn't make me a Shliach, but it's a schus for you. So I can do it. I can take away the Kedusha, which is on your money, and put it on my money without reshus. The Riva held not like that. The Riva held that Zochin Me'odom. So if it's Zochin Me'odom, so Memele, so Taisa Sakasha, we won't be Mevatel the Mecca. I feel that we won't be Mevatel the Mecca, but I'll go upon him, according to the Riva, the Chilul won't be Chal. That's Taisa Sakasha. V'yeshulayma. So Taisa Sakasha, so the Gemara Sakasha is very shvel, according to the Riva. The Gemara says, let's cancel the Lekeach. What will we accomplish by canceling the Lekeach? The Moicha still has Mois Mais Yosheini and will be Nichshel in it. According to the Riva, the Gemara's kash is as follows. The Liknes Eile Lekeya. That means we have two culprits in this transaction. He wasn't allowed to buy and Yena wasn't allowed to sell. So the Liknes Eile Lekeya. Sheyeylech Lebeis HaMoicha by Loi Borach. He should go to the Beis Moicha. He knocks on the door. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. Fine. V'yayim Aloi. And then he tells them, after all the preliminaries are over, he tells them, HaMoish Ein Kedoshim B'yodecho Deik Dushosan Aleilu. That I'm going to be Mechalo, the Moish that is by you. And on my money. V'oz Yeitzu L'chulam. Now, I don't understand, according to the way we had said Pshat, according to the Mishnah Salevi, the problem was Zochin Me'odom. Fine, the Riva holds, I can't, on my own accord, take away the Kedusha from your money. It's your money. I can't take off the Kedusha. fine. So what's the Gemara's guy? If you don't know about it, Isaac, he can't do it. So I go to your house, I knock on the door, and I tell him, but here it's also very modern. He's not asking. The Yaimaloi, he tells them, he's not, like, if Taisa would say, listen, I want to ask you something. You know, the money you have is Maisa Shani. There's a lot of problems. I would like to take off the, or could I take off the Kedusha from it? And Yen will say, oh, no problem whatsoever. That's good. Then they understand it. But Taisa's Vais Tachois, Blitness Eloleke, Sheyelech Lebeis Moicha, not Vyishaloi, V'yayimaloi, he tells him, Hamoy shehen kdoshim b'yotcho, dey kdushos nalayla. Like he's telling him, you know, the kedusha is on this money, and vice versa, Taisus is missing a piece of step. He says, I'm asking, if the problem is, I can't do it without his askome, so Taisus just started, he just tells him what he does, there's a question mark, there's not a question mark. And then Taisha said it, and he's masking, V'oz Yetzel L'chulon. Like we're missing one nekuda over here. And number two, Taisha seems to say that he takes the money along. What is it? Tehek du shosan alayla. Why should he take away the money along? The money could be in his house. He just has to, he meets him, and he asks him, no, can I be mechalo your maisa shayin? He'll say yes. The pistoloshin of Taisvis seems up. He goes to the house and he takes the money along and he doesn't ask him, he tells him, and somehow now it works. So I don't know exactly what this accomplishes. So the Gemara Lemaise says as follows. Mistavre, so the Gemara asked Akasha, why do you make Chazra HaMekach L'mkoyma? Let's say that the Lekech should be Mechalol the Mois. And the Gemara seems to say, because in reality, the real culprit is the Lekeach, the Achbar is the Ganev, so Mamele, he was the one that started, instigated this whole transaction. Let the Lekeach, let him fix what he was Mechalkol, let him be Mechalol the Mois. So the Gemara answered, "Mistavu kolayich dike isa kansinale." Now, lemaisa, wherever the osa the kemani is, that reshus has to take care of the money. Peirish, v'hainu amoicha. That's the moicha. Sherei amois the maisa, b'reshusay havekaime. As we had asked the kash again, not let us not be mevatel the mecca. Let the lekeach take care of it. So the Gemara says, since the money is by him, the problem is by him, that's what we do. The issa is by him, you give back the money, you'll get back the behemoth. That's what we do. V'zeh doichik, again, now Tais is going to chapel with the Riva. V'zeh doichik l'peirish Riva. The peirish, the loilom ha-moish shebiyat ha-moicha k'doishim mikdushas maisa. The Riva said that afilu when he's mechalo, afilu when the lekeach is mechalo, the chilu won't help. V'tzarech la'aloysam l'rishalayim. And the Moicha will have to bring it up to Yishalayim. Im kain adarabe schusuloi. So it's a schus. It's not a knas to the Moicha. It's a schus to the Moicha to give back the money. Because if he won't give back the money, he'll have to bring it up to Yishalayim. Kain adarabe schusuloi. Mahadamam yachzo domem lemkaimam. The Taivloi Shayarzalai Behem Taimilhau is Domavirishalai. So Mamela, Asus Taisus is asking a kasha now on the lotion of Knas. We consent the Moicha to give back the money. And we didn't tell the Lekech to be Mechalo. So Taisus is asking, according to the Rabbeinim, is very good. The Lekeach could take care of the problem by being Mechalo, the Mois of the Moicha. Just Boshu Samaicha, but we can't send the Moicha. According to the Riva, the Lekeach can take care. Again, we have the same problem like before. We'll say it's Ochem Me'odom. So Memelus Ataisus is asking Yakasha, so this is called Yakansan the Meicha. This is the biggest type you should do for the Meicha. He gives back the money and the headache of going up to Yerushalayim, he gets relief from. So here the Achayinim ask Yakasha, the Marshal, there's a Meicha Yakasha. Taisus just said a minute ago, the previous Taisus. Taisus said, according to the Rivo, when we say Kansina Lekeach, we don't mean that the Lekeach does it behind four walls without the Meicha knowing. The Lekeach goes up to the Meicha. Kansina Lekeach means he goes up to the Meicha and he tells them, you know, the money that's by you is Nischalo. That was the whole cash of the Gemara. And that works. Somehow Tosfos holds that works. We didn't understand exactly why it works, but I'll kapon him. Tais says it works. So the Marshal and Marshal. So what's Tais is happening with the Rivo? What's wrong with the Rivo? Tais says, Shutz Katsina LaMeicha. If you would have done the way I asked, so the Meicha could keep the money, the transaction is a transaction, you tell me he's very happy to give back the money, Chas V'Sholem. The letter like, Keich, come to me, Michal of the Moish, he's happier to keep the money. That's why it's Katsina LaMeicha. So it's very difficult to understand why, after the previous Taisus, what Taisus is asking on the Rivo. Fine. Let's go further. So Al Koponim, we have over here in this sugya that our guidelines are called Heiche de Ike Isure Hosam Kansina. That means, so whoever has the Maisu Shaini, he has to be misakened. So therefore, we say the Meicha should give back the money. Now we had the first case where we had Miskaven Loitzi Mois Maisu Shaini Lechulin. So we had a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, what does that mean? Tosfos had learned Pshat. That the Meicha, so there we say Yachzur Dom Bovlim Kaima. So Taisus had learned Pshat that the money was given to the Meicha under the condition, under the assumption that the money will remain Maisa Shaini, and he's buying a Behema which will remain Chulin. And the Gemara held Yachzur Dom Bovlim Kaima because the Meicha doesn't realize that this condition is really works. The Meicher thinks that the money is really not Maisu Shaini. So Mamela Kilkul come out. So it's very good. Yachzru Domem Lemkaima. And it's very good that the Gemara says, Kol Heicha Deike Yisura Hosam Kansina. The Meicher has Mois Maisu Shaini. And the problems will arise by him possessing the Mois Maisu Shaini because he won't take it into Yerushalayim. So we're Mevatel the Mekach, and that'll solve the problems. So according to Tosfos Pshat, it's Gevaldik. But according to Rashi had learned the case of Miskaven Lohitzi Mois Maisu Shaini Lechulin is another case in Gansan. Rashi learned the case was that the Lekeach took Maisu Shaini the Kimoni, and he goes over to the Meicha and he says, I want to buy a Behema. And he realizes that the Behema will get Kedushas Maisu Shaini. The money will be Nischal on the Behema. But I have intentions to eat it Chutzil Rishalayim. That's all right. And then we say, Yachzru Dom Avlum Kaima, we're Mevatel the Mecca. So, Frektach Toisves, Avol, the pirish akuntres leil, the pirish gabi avom eskam leitzi mois maisu sheni lechulen. The Rashi learns that mois yotzu lechulen, va beheime kedusha, va lo koma yarsu domem lim kaima. And in this case, the lekeach has a kodesh tike beheime, which is an intent to eat chutzul Yerushalayim. The meicher has chulen dike money, and And there the halacha is yach, so we can't send the moicha to give back the money. If the Gemara is giving us guidelines, kol heicha deike isura hosam kansinon, havale lemitta se le lekeach. So we should have cancelled the lekeach. Lemeima de yeichel kenegdoi birushalayim. Shreye iser biyadayu. Dahainu behema. Havale perishri niche. Shreye iser biyadamoicha. So Taisvis asks this kasha on Rashi. And Rashi, if our guidelines are that wherever the Isser is, that Rishus we cancel. So, Pungfakel, the Isser is by the Lekeach, so we should cancel the Lekeach. Now, and what Taisvis is asking on Rashi, I have here two Ha'oris. Ha'ora number one, Taisvis is asking, let's cancel the Lekeach. Now, Taisvis had understood Rashi, when Taisus thinks about Rashi, but Taisus understood Rashi, but Al Kaponim, the story Alibi the Rashi is, we're talking about a Rosh, a person who knows the halachas, he knows that, I'm making a bar mitzvah tomorrow, I only have Mois Meisr Sheini, here's the Mois Meisr Sheini, sell me the behemoth, and the Yenna says, we're making the Suda, what do you mean we're making my Suda? I'm making in my house, I'm making a Suda. It's Meisr Sheini, Chutzal Rishalayim, how are you gonna do this? Mind your own business. That was the story. Otto Bershi Yaskina. So now, Taisus asks on Rashi, since the Isser is Biyodai, we should cancel him. And what should we do? Yoichel kenegdo. So first of all, who are you handling with? You're handling with a Roshe who wants to go and eat Maisa Sheini Chutzal Yerushalayim. So Taisus says, we have to cancel him. This person is a Roshe. His name Maisa, you're going to cancel him? He's not ashamed of Torah mitzvahs. That was Taisus Kasha. Otto Bashi asked it. Fine. But Rashi learns that's the story. So, here we have to cancel the Moicha. The Moicha al Kaponim, Vumlatel the Mekach, he'll be Vatel Mekach. But this person is up to eating my Seder Chutzal Shamsi. You'll cancel him. He's not ashamed of Torah mitzvahs. Number one, he's not a Tzayis Din. He doesn't, Number two, the whole lotion of Taisus I don't understand. Taisus says, "Avlei miknesay lelekeach lemeima deyichal kinegdoi birushalayim." A very modern maysa. What should the so Taisus? Not the knas is that he should bring the behemoth to Yerushalayim. Taisus isn't talking about that for some reason. Yoichal kinegdoi birushalayim. We're going to tell the lekeach. You know what? Before you make the bar mitzvah tomorrow, you just go to Yerushalayim, or you'll be mechalel. You can make the bar mitzvah gesundheit. You don't go to Yerushalayim. You're making the bar mitzvah tomorrow gesundheit. But before you do that, take money and be mechalel the meiser sheini on the money. And this money, your bar mitzvah, I understand. I'll come and participate with your bar mitzvah. You'll have the money, but just be mechalel the behemah on money now, and take that money to Yerushalayim. That's Taisus Kasha, and that's what we'll do. So, Taisus said before that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't be mechalol a davar hanikne b'mois meiser sheini on other money. Taisus said that before. Taisus said, the Rabbi Yehuda, yeah. V'lekel me'm she'yachzi v'yachal lekech dishu z'beima al mo'isov. The Rabbi Yehuda kaime, the sova lakuch b'kesev ma'isar, and he nifted le'olam l'mitfiz p'dyoyne. So Taisus says, "Klal the lekeach bechlal can't be mechalal the money, the behema on money, because lekuch b'maisa sheini is not in chilul." That's what Taisus said over here, and here Taisus says, that the Gemara should have asked, he should be machalal the behema on money. I don't understand how this stems at all. Let's go further. Time allowed the Kama Gemara the Kansula Lekeach. V'yoichol kenegdo. The Gemara said before that the Kansula Lekeach v'yoichol kenegdo. My knasuze. So what's called your cancelling the lekeach? Ki nami oma yarsru domim lemkaimim tzorech lekeach lahaloi samois l'rishalayim. The Gemara says, if the lekeach will be mechalal, the mois, it's a knas to the lekeach. So the Gemara says, therefore, we should say, fakel, but that's called a knas to the lekeach. If the moiche gives back the money, it's not a knas to the lekeach. Fakel Taisus, what's the difference if the moiche gives back the money and the lekeach has to go up to Yerushalayim with that money? Or the lekeach will be mechalal on his money and go up to Yerushalayim. What is the difference to the lekeach if he gets back the money he gave to the moiche, or if he's mechalal on different money? It's the same thing. Why is one called a knas to the lekeach? So they say something very interesting. V'shleime da knas hava mizeh, the mistoma lokach abaheime biyoike mimois maisu sheini, lifter atzmoi milaleis lirushalayim. That means, let's say that the way Taisus learned Pshat, that he went over to the Moiche, and he told the Moiche, listen, I want to make a deal with you. I want that the Moish should not be Nischalo, the Moish should remain Moish Maisu Sheini, and I want the Behemoth to be Chulun. Now, where do we find such a Moiche that such a Meshuggah? Why should we ask him to such a deal? You're giving me money, it should remain Moish Maisu Sheini, and I have to go now to Yerushalayim. Iker Adin, Mikadin, the behemoth is my Shoshani. I should accept the Mois and go up to Yerushalayim. Well, why will the Moicha do such a thing? So Taisa says, the Lekech realizes this. He says, you know what? How much money are you asking for this behemoth? $100,000. I'll give you $200. $200? So, $50 cost the ticket to go to Yerushalayim. You're getting $50 profit. So, listen. I'm giving you $200 for the behemah. $100 behemah. I'm giving you $200. Fine. So, that was the scenario. So now like this. Now we're gonna tell the lekeach. Tell the lekeach, the mekech is chal, and you have to be mechal with the $200 on your money, and you have to take it to Yerushalayim. Oy is the mekech eknas. So what did he accomplish? He gave an extra $100 for the behemah, and he has to go to Yerushalayim also. That's a knas to the lekeach. If we'll tell the moicha to give back the money, so then he didn't lose any money al kaponim. He has to go to Yerushalayim, but he won't lose money. Now we're telling the lekeach, you should be connected to Yerushalayim, but mekech Yerushalayim, you lay hefzid gadol b'kichas habayim shalom. Let us start the next Mishnah. Amikadish ba'ola. A person is mekadish and isha ba'ola. All these things in the Mishnah are isurei hano. Ba'olo, b'klaya kerem, b'sher ha'nisko, b'gla rufe, b'tzipayre mitzayre, b'seyer nozer, the we'll learn all these lamudim, where how we know that they are sabano, u'petach ha'moyer, u'boso b'cholo, b'chulun shenishchtu b'azore. Eino mikodeshes. So, Poshe Pshat is, he didn't give her anything. It's, Isuriano, doesn't have any shavius, it's worthless. So Mamela, she's not Mekudish. Mochon, what if this person possessed this Isureyano? He sold it before he was Mekadisha. Vikidish Vidmeim, and he got money for this. He wasn't allowed to do it, that's for sure. He did it, he got money now. Vikidish Vidmeim Mekudesha. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Isser Hano does not go over to the money. The money is Mutabano. He did an Avla. He did a big Avla by selling the Surah Hano. That's called the Yerenov Masurah. But Al Kaponim, the money is not also ba'ano, so now she's mekodeshes. Zot Rashi. Mekadesh ba'ola de kulu yisure hano nino kediyal of lo bigmore. Mocha mekadesh b'mei mekodeshes, de ein hadomim nitfosem be'isa kediyal of lekamo. The isa hano doesn't, even though by other things, we have by Maisa Sheini, if you make a transaction, so the kiddush of the Maisa Sheini goes over to the money, etc. By Avodah Zarah, it's also the same thing, this Hanor goes over on the money, but by these Isurei Hanor, the money does not become Nesa, so Mamela, if he sold it, and now he has money from this Mekach, she's Mekodeshes. Let us see Taisvis, a mekadesh ba'ola, eino mekodeshes, perish, lefi, she, iserano, it's iserano, iserano does never shabbis, it's not considered, he gave her anything. Vim toima, amai eino mekodeshes, hoshori lohones mimenu, sheloi kederech hanosoi, kidoma beperik kolsho. Now, the Gemara says in Perek Kol Sho, the Gemara says over a Maise that I think Ravine had Goholki da Ola, he had the Baiso of Ola, that means the fruit was still very small, it wasn't this Bashel. Now, normally, zeisim, you wait till they grow, and it becomes ripe, and then the oil that comes out of that, that's it's oimed for that hanor. He took a small peiris, he did not wait till it becomes nizbashel, and it seems it has some sort of a oil or liquid in these olives, and his daughter was not feeling well, and it seems he rubbed her with these olives and some oil came out, and he was doing this. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how is he allowed to do it? It's Ola. Ola is also Bano. He's deriving Hana from Ola. So the Gemara says, this is Shaloi Kederech Hana. Normally one does not do what he was doing. One waits till the olives get ripe, and then you press out the oil. This hanor, that's not, it's not oimed for this hanor. It's shaloi kederech hanor. So most rishonim learn pshat that really shaloi kederech hanor is also midarabon, and they were matav achelu shein boisakon. That's how most rishonim learn pshat. So then Taisvus Kashe is very difficult to understand. So what Taisvus Kashe? He gave her, let's say, Isarano, he gave her Olo, and she could derive benefit Shaloikeda, but he's not allowed to, it's also Midarabona, so it's weiter Isariano, so what's the Kash? So, the Pashtas, they bring Araya from Taisvis, that Taisvis understood Pshat, and the Gemara, the Shah Melech says, Taisvis did not want to say that they were matter an iser hanor de rabbonim for achelu shein b'sakana. That's what the Shara Melech says. We find one kula by achelu shein b'sakana. In Shabbos Amir Lakum is muta. You're allowed to tell a goy to do a moloche for achelu shein b'sakana. So there's no chilur Shabbos betzim. It's only in Amira that they were meiko. But Tais was held b'shita to give achelu shein b'sakana iser hanor, even though it's only yosem in the rabbonim. They weren't matter. Yisurim, they weren't matter. There's no sakone. So chelo shein bei sakone. It's same basically. They weren't matter any yisurim afilu and yisur the rabbon. So Taisvus understood the Gemara. So al kochach, it's mutter. It's mutter, period. So Mamela, so Taisvus is asking as follows. Let's say a person was mekandish ba'ola. So Ola has certain usages, which is also ba'nominator. But you could derive benefit shaloike derech hano, which is muta. So I'm giving you an article that has some monetary benefits. It's worth something. So memele, so let it be mekudish with this. let us see what Taisus Teretz. So Taisus says two terutzim on this kasha. V'yeshloima bekan mayri deleke shabapruta eleke derech hanosu. So the first half Taisus is making in the kimte that the holy sahanos is worth a shabapruta if you use it normally. And if you will not derive normally from it, so it's the whole hanos is worth less than a shabapruta. So you didn't give her a shabapruta. So Taisus is making in the kimte. That is teretz number one. In nami yesh loima. No, you don't have to say this to kimte. The mayri shapa dike shavaput. No, the shleike dachana, you could derive a shavaput also. Av shleike dachana, sir. Mikomokim kimin sheisha svura sheyashla lahonis derechana, sir. Ve'enai kein, loisom chedaito vahavi kidushe tois. So the Chazaynish says pshat and Taisvis as follows. We are speaking about that she knows it's all. We're not talking about Kedushay Tois over here. We're talking about Kedushay Tois. So that's my other there. So, and if he gave her something that's also Bachila, it's also Kedushay Tois. She thought it's Mutta Bachila, it's also Bachila. Mishnah is only talking about Isuri and not by Isuri Achila. No, Tois means as follows. He went over to her and he said, I want to make Kaddish with Basa Bacholov. Basa Bacholov, it's also, but not my plan, it's very good. It's very good. Basa with butter. It's, fine. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. Fine. So, she's masking. So, you gave me something that it's worth. This basa b'cholov, I could have enough from it. I'm taking it. I'll be even this. It doesn't bother me. Now, so, the way the Mishnah is speaking about, she knows it's basa b'cholov. She's masking to be even this. It doesn't bother her. And, so the Mishnah says, Eina Mekodeshes. Why is Eina Mekodeshes? Because he didn't give her anything. That means, in Yesod, Basa B'cholov is worthless. It doesn't have any, in Halachidik, it doesn't have any monetary value. She can be enjoying herself. She can, but Al Kaponim, he did not give her any money. She did not receive money. He did not give money. Isarano is not called anything. So Taisus asked Akasha, but she did receive money. Because basa b'cholov has a value, it can be used shaloi kederech hano. She can use it as a shampoo, right? Some emela. So it does. She got a value from. She's going to use it, and it has a value shaloi kederech hano. So why isn't she mekudesh? So Taisva says, but she doesn't want to be married with this value of Taisva as follows. That theoretically. That means if they would have made up that, listen, this is all, the Adel Hanah is worth $10. Shloik Adel Hanah is worth $2. And why don't we Mekadish you with this article that has a $2 Dikish Habis? You mask him, and she says yes. So then the Mekadish is, there's no problem. Taka worth $2, and he gave her $2, and then Mekodeshes. Now, the story is speaking about that he said, I'm going to get, how much are you giving me? I'm giving you all of that's worth $10. Fine. For $10, I'll get married. So she wants to get married for $10. Halachically, she's not getting $10 because doesn't have a monetary value of $10. So that's the Kedushay Tois. The Kedushay Tois is that they had both agreed on a marriage, that she's getting married for $10 and she's not getting $10. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. She's only getting $2. So Memela, and the Kedushin was based on receiving an article that's worth $10. Bimtaima. So the Mishnah enumerates a lot of Isurei Hano. The Imtaima, so Taisus, Amayl, Choshebach, Masnisim, Pigol, Venoiso, Vetome, there's a whole, it didn't say Makadish, Isurei Hano. The Mishnah enumerated all Isurei Hano, so there's a few more. Pigol, Venoiso, Vetome, Vishlemed, the Bekotchim, Loikomairi. He's not speaking about Isurei Hano of Kotchim. Now, why doesn't he speak about chametz bepesach? Mishum deksava k'rabi yosei gluli d'shori bano bepeirah kol shor. So he can't speak about Rabbi Yosi Gli holds chametz is mutar bano. V'had alei choshev avodes kerechavim mishum delei shayach lemisle beimochem v'kiddush b'dmei mekodeshes. He didn't want to speak about avodes zore because on the second half of the Mishnah is not applicable, because avodes zore is avodes zore is teifes domov shrei avodes kerechavim teifes es domeo. And now Tosis throws in another kasha, Ushviyis Acher Rabio. Shviyis Acher Rabio is also something. After this man Rabio, so Shviyis is also a Sabano. And there, so why that what the Mishnah didn't speak about it is because of the Sefer. Because it's Tosis Domov. So if you sell Shviyis Acher Rabio, the money is also a Sabano. So that is why the Mishnah didn't speak about it. Others ask Akasha, why didn't he speak about it? He was Makadish with a mace. A mace is also a sabana. The hair of a mace is a sabana. It's a problem. So why didn't he mention, learn out from Miriam, that Batikova Shaman, Baglarufetz Hashem, so we learn that a mace is a sabana. So why didn't the Mishnah speak about this?